Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm.
Yeah.
This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinions. Are you, as anyone in the household, a reporter, an appointed elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, in thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the general election for president? U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. Or I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. Or I'm not registered to vote.
Oh, I'm going to vote, all right.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over.
Okay. All right, sir. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track, in your opinion?
Oh, they're okay.
Okay, so be right direction?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. When voters go to polls, you know, to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are, you know, on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asking about this proposal that may appear on the ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it, okay? This proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage on the ballot reads, okay? So the county of Grand Traverse County imposed a new property tax of 0.65 mil, 65, you know, cents per 1,000 of taxable value for the period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yes. All right, sir. And would you say that you are definitely voting yes on this proposal?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir, since ballot language can sometimes, you know, be difficult to understand, you will not be asking again about this proposal in a simpler way, okay? This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use, and will be paid for a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Okay, and would that be definitely or just probably?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost, you know, the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. As mentioned, you know, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost an average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Okay, number one says, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost an average homeowner about $70 a year. The other one say, I prefer the proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Okay, and the other one say, I am fine with the current proposal which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails.
I prefer the current proposal.
The current proposal, okay. The current proposal. All right, sir. And, from the following list, please issue, which issue would your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County, focus on most to help you and your family? Would that be fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, reducing traffic and congestion, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, protecting water quality and water supply, including improving local roads and infrastructure, improving public education and local schools, making housing more affordable, or protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat?
public schools.
Okay, public schools, okay? Local, okay, improving education. All right, so now you'll be, you will be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may, you know, be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or never heard that, you know, of each, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one be Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails. Very
no
favorable,
opinion.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, no opinion. All right, Grand Traverse County Government.
Unfavorable.
Would that be very unfavorable, just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, and your city or township government?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Too fast, okay. All right, sir, if approved by voters, you know, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Would that be
trust.
Definitely trust? Definitely
trust.
Or probably trust?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, so there are a number, you know, there are a number of ways of money could, you know, that the money could be spent on this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one says to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay, to promote health and wellness.
Strongly approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. To plan and construct new trails.
Somewhat approve.
To promote local economic development.
Approve.
Strongly.
Strongly
or just somewhat? Okay.
Strongly.
To maintain existing trails.
Somewhat.
Okay, to protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Pardon me?
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
Okay, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, to promote recreational opportunities.
Somewhat approve.
And to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Oh, somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. All right. Thank you. All right. So now a force to choose. Okay. Which of the following is more important to you? The construction, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained.
Well maintained.
Okay, the second one. All right, sir. Now you will be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if this will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal, or will make no difference. You can indicate that as well, okay? The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely, or no difference in your opinion?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. Okay, there will be full public disclosure for, you know, of all project spending.
Strongly approve that.
Okay. A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides, you know, the county commission in their decision making and ensuring that funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Strongly approved.
Okay, and there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Strongly approved.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, now you'll be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate which argument is, you know, very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal, or which will make no difference, indicate that as well. Okay, this proposal preserves access to outdoor space, so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference?
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing or not convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. In today's digital age, it is, you know, more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier...
There's somebody at my door. I've got to take this call. I'm awfully sorry, but I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, sir.